The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I just asked the question, what do you find attractive in a man? And the reason I'm asking this question is because 1,000 women were polled by CBS. And the number one answer is my answer. They want a man who can read. Reading is attractive.
Oh.
It is. I love the fact that DJ Automatic challenges me. He is smart. He is intelligent. He is witty.
That is debatable.
No, it is not. You are all of the above.
98% of women said that this was attractive. That's crazy to get 98% of people to agree on one thing.
Because I think that the whole emphasis of just looks is not enough. I fell in love with you because of our conversation, and that was the best. That just, it always is. Even now, you call me, you're working, you call me. We argue all the time, at all hours of the night. The second thing.
Hold on, before you get there, I understand what? Dana's talking about how articulate and educated you are, but I think a lot of those 98% of women that are talking right there are talking about the smut books they love to read. All right, so it's not high scholar women who want, they want a man to take them by the hips and thrust inside of them, and it's wild stuff. Stuff like that.
Okay, settle down there, Danielle Steele.
I gotta get it somewhere. So I've been listening to all these crazy books, and I see what y'all ladies are listening to at the gym. All right, it is not pleasant. It is,
you know, 50 Shades of Grey set the weekend off for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. The weekend was, that's when he really got famous after that soundtrack. Number two, what we want in a guy is learning a foreign language. Again, wanting a man to be intelligent. When anybody says just speak English, I'm like, what? Most countries require three languages. Trilingual. So being intelligent.
I don't know about trilingual. I know in Europe a lot of people are bilingual, and there are a few people that
are
trilingual.
There are a lot of people that are trilingual.
You know why I know that? Because I read.
Exactly. In China, they have to study three languages. Let's not let China beat us. And then finally, playing an instrument is also incredibly attractive.
I am so attractive.
Otto, you love this list.
I do love this
what
list.
You love this list.
I'm a DJ. I scratch.
Okay.
That is an instrument. Yeah, playing the tuning.
It is.
That's not even debatable.
I agree 100%. Okay. So the phones are ringing. We have Adriana. What do you find most attractive in a man?
It has to be the way, the effort that they put into you.
Oh.
Even if it's just a small thing. Getting me gas so I never have to go to the gas station, getting me coffee because I'm low on energy, anything like that.
Being thoughtful.
Yes.
That's your love language, thinking about you in advance. That's what I do with Otto. I always think about him as I'm putting gas in my car, wondering why the hell he didn't do it.
Getting your coffee.
I try to
remember these things. I try to be considerate. I really do. Hey, but I read, and
you
I play
do,
an instrument.
You do read. The number one answer was reading. All right. Adriana, thank you so much for calling in. We love you. Call back anytime.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. Did you plant that call?
I absolutely did not plant that call.
Like, as she was saying everything, I was like, these are all the things that Dana tells me I don't do for her.
And I took a dramatic pause before I listed all the things. You know what, though? You make up for it in other ways. The least attractive, I thought this was funny, comic books.
People that are into comic books?
Yeah.
Comic-Con's not a cool thing
for
girls?
No, I don't know about Comic-Con, but comic books, no bueno. Cosplay, drinking, heavy drinkers did not make the list, which is completely understandable. When we posted this on our Facebook page, one of the women who commented, hold on, I want to make sure that I get her name right, Melissa Ferris. She said, I dated a man that was being initiated into a biker club.
Oh.
He had to get permission to take me out from his higher-ups. Weird. Ended that relationship quick.
Who joins a gang at 30?
I have no idea. It doesn't even sound like a cool one. All right, if you want this list, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. And let's just follow each other, right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Shouldn't your partner support you, right? Shouldn't your partner be there for you no matter what? I say yes, and if they aren't, it might not work out. That's just the way it is. I had this happen to me and I had to walk away. Nothing against the person. It is what it is. And I'm glad because I met my husband, DJ Automatic.
As you heard earlier, Anthony and I went through a lot of relationships.
Yes, exactly. We have Melissa on the line. Melissa, what happened?
My husband, 1 year after our first wedding anniversary, decided he was going to go to Alaska to go work on those fishing ships.
Yes.
You can make a bunch of money. I know that.
yes. And I was floored because we're from Texas and that's in Alaska. And completely just out of the blue, his aunt got him the job and then he was gone just like that.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was very beside myself at first, but I had decided before he even left that I was going to do everything I could to support him. Because that's got to be hard on him too, right? Like,
yes.
Leaving your home and being so far away and not being able to talk and, you know, all the things.
Were you at first angry that he'd chosen? You felt like he was leaving you almost.
It did cross my mind. I can't lie. It did. It felt like that. But I realized that he was doing it to better his life and to better ours. And yes. So I had to. I had to be as supportive as I could, and I did. Like, he got all the way to Alaska, got in this hotel room, and realized that he didn't have everything that he needed on the boat, that he was going to be there for 3 months and didn't have a way to get anything because he couldn't leave the hotel.
What did you do? What did he do?
I have a friend that lives in Alaska, and I sent her money and sent her a list of all the stuff that he needed, and she went and got everything for him and dropped it off at the hotel.
Let's go!
To the rescue.
That is...
Coming in clutch.
Man, the definition of wife material
right
there. I
was going to say, where would we be without our wives?
Man.
Without anything, Otto. Without your sanity. Melissa, that's beautiful. And, you know, and Alaska's a long flight. It's not like you could have hopped on the plane and just helped him out.
No, I couldn't have. he actually took a couple different flights to get there. He did go to Anchorage, and then he had to take, like, a small little craft plane over to where they go.
Scary. Did you ever visit him in Alaska?
No.
She's like, no.
I've never been on a plane.
I support you, but I support you from afar.
Did you say you've never been on a plane?
I have never been on a plane.
Is that because you're afraid to ride planes, or you just never decided to go anywhere?
I've driven. I've been to 13 states, but I've never been on an airplane.
Are you afraid to fly, or it's just never crossed your mind, or are you just like, whatever?
Well, it's never been a thing. I've never had a plane ticket. I've never had to fly anywhere, so.
Melissa, we're going to have to fly you somewhere.
We're going to have to figure that out, dude.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure this out.
Plane. Yeah, we had a producer, before producer Jack, that never been on a plane, and he flew with us for the first time. It was funny to watch him be an adult, and he thought he was going to play Legos on the plane.
Yeah, he literally brought a Lego set to play with on the plane. I was like, that's how you know this
guy's
never been on a plane. That
lasted about 5 minutes. So, Melissa, I want to get your number. I'm not kidding. Maybe if we can, I don't know.
Figure out something, yeah.
You got to figure out.
I do have one more question about your husband. How long was he gone for? It was like 6 month contracts, right?
They're 3 months. You get to come home 3 months after you've been on the boat. And he didn't last the whole time. He ended up hurting his back.
Oh.
He was loading one of the pallets up on a higher step, and they had a huge wave rock the boat, and so he fell holding a pallet, and he herniated some discs, and he ended up coming home early.
But you know what, Melissa? You supported him. You supported him through his wanting to go to Alaska. You supported him when he came back injured. I'm sure you had to take care of him.
Is his back better now?
I did. It is.
Okay, good. What does he do now?
Now we are actually not together. It's unfortunate, but I'm not going to bash him in any way. He did. He told me on Valentine's Day, this Valentine's Day will be 2 years. And it was while I was losing my mom.
What?
Well, I'm going to bash him. He's a jerk.
Okay.
I'll bash him for you, Melissa.
Let's book this flight.
Yeah, we're booking. We are taking Melissa somewhere.
All that supportive.
I wish his back still hurt.
Yeah.
Otto, you are so wrong, but so right. Melissa, don't you dare hang up the phone. You hang on. Producer Jack is getting your number and all your information because we're taking you somewhere, girl, okay? Don't hang up.
Okay.
We need to plan some kind of DCS getaway for all of our listeners starring Melissa. So, I'm serious. That might... Breaking up with someone on Valentine's Day
while their mom is passing away.
What are you doing? Who is this
Heartless.
Jerk? What is the name of that app now where you put losers on blast? I can't remember the name of the app. Somebody tell me what it is. 877-730-DCS1. And I'm going to get the man's name from Melissa. We're going to put it on the app and we're going to figure out how we go on a big party. We need to sell this. Like, somebody wants to sponsor this right here. All right.
Come on, Southwest Airlines.
Gosh, we'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, when you buy a house from somebody, sometimes you find things that they leave behind. Well, this couple, they bought their casita, and when they went inside, they realized there were bombs and explosives inside their home.
Ooh.
They had to call authorities, who immediately contacted the bomb squad. I can't imagine how frightened they were at that moment. I mean, there could have been a serious accident.
What was it, like pipe bombs or what?
Dynamite.
Oh.
All wrapped up.
Hold on, you're using words that are like usually found in like superhero movies. You mean there's literally bombs?
Yes.
Like undetonated explosives in their house.
Undetonated explosives? Yes, Anthony. Yes. You think about it. You find things when you buy a home from someone else. A painting, a typewriter, a table. No, we found dynamite.
Oh my God.
So they were scared. They left. They left the house.
Where did they find it? I was so flabbergasted when you opened up.
So they found it in some awkward closet area.
Oh.
Like a hidden area. Here's the thing though. Authorities had to evacuate the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It was that much dynamite?
Oh, do I think one stick of dynamite? Haven't you seen Looney Tunes, sir?
If that's your reference for dynamite, then I'm not taking your word on
that's
dynamite.
The only
I've never
time.
Seen a bundle of dynamite in person.
It
in
was
life.
A bundle. I've never there seen are pictures. It, yeah. I got to post some pictures.
Sure
go
they
to
Dana Cortez
on Instagram. No, Autumn. It really was dynamite and explosives that were inside the house. Are we allowed legally to have these things?
I mean, right now with everything going on, it seems like you can have just about anything.
Yeah, right?
I know you can have rocket launchers and stuff. Yeah. All
lions,
over.
Lions,
tigers, and bears.
Yeah, you can be wild coyote if you want to. Go ahead.
Speaking of Looney Tunes, I just know, you know, I found some things, never anything dangerous. We bought this high rise from a woman who lived in it since 1981. So when she sold it to us, to Otto and I, she's in her 90s. She's alive and well. She's living in a retirement home. But she left our storeroom full of junk. We found some really good albums, though. Beatles album.
Oh.
We found Urban Cowboy, probably the most valuable album that's in there, the original soundtrack.
Didn't need that one. She had a lot of great books.
Truman Capote's In Cold Blood First Edition.
The only one that I was really mad about is she had a really cool typewriter, from the 60s. It was baby blue.
Oh, Otto.
And I thought, I'll just leave this here. I'll grab it next time. We can put it somewhere else so nobody takes it. I come back to the apartment. Guess what?
Gone.
Somebody took it.
Her kids.
I don't know if it was your kids or somebody who was cleaning up the apartment before we moved in.
No, it was her kids that took that.
I don't know if you guys are so much into it because you guys are also antique roadshow hopefuls.
Oh, I love antique roadshow.
Okay, hold on.
I could feel the energy of like, we might be sitting on gold.
We had this table that folded out into all kinds of different ways. And yeah. Dan was like, it's too old. It's junky. Let's get rid of it. We're watching Antique Roadshow the other night. A very similar table.
Oh!
Auctioned off at Sotheby's Auction for $350,000!
Mr. Antique Roadshow moment, guys.
But you know what? I have my Urban Cowboy vinyl soundtrack, okay?
I'd rather have the 350.
Me too. Me too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, we were talking about surprises that your husband has done for you, something impromptu that you didn't have anything to do with. And we talked to Isabel. I thought it was so beautiful what she had to say about her husband.
Got home from work. Casual Friday. Thought we're just going to go get some dinner. And he's like, get dressed. I'm like, what? Oh. My husband doesn't do surprises. He said, just get dressed. Put on some heels. Get dressed.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, okay, let me get dressed. So we're driving. We pull up to the valet. And I'm like, what the? He made reservations. He doesn't like sushi at all. He doesn't like any type of sushi. I love sushi. Anytime. Yeah. He took me to the Japanese steakhouse. Don't know the name. Made reservations. Japanese steakhouse, wine, everything.
Oh, it was the most.
And then we went dancing afterwards.
So we're turning the tables. Anthony said, Otto, what's the best surprise Dana's ever given you? What is it, husband?
Let's hear it.
First one. was a baby.
Oh,
I was definitely surprised by that.
When I said, I'm expecting a baby, there you go. Pregnant. Surprise!
There you go. Dude, those are some plans right yeah. there.
That one caught me off guard.
It wasn't quite planned.
Yeah. The second surprise she got me was a cat.
Oh.
She just hit me with, hey, let's go to the airport. And I was like, for what? And she was like, oh, we got to go pick up a cat. And I will say I do love the kid, which it was a good surprise.
And you do love your daughter.
Oh, of course.
Of course you do love your daughter. That's yeah.
That's a given.
Notice I surprise with live things.
Yeah.
Got one more surprise. Uh-oh. And she does this all the time. The price of things she actually paid for.
Oh! Versus what I tell you?
Yes. Because well, there's all kinds of new boxes that show up, and I'm like, what's in the box? And then I look at the credit card bill later, and that's when I get the surprise.
Don't you see all the money we're saving with the sales I'm taking advantage of? Surprise! If you notice what Isabel said, her husband doesn't like sushi. But he sacrificed, I'm going to do this for you. When Otto told me this years ago, I never forgot. He literally told me I want a flat-faced cat. And I was like, what? And so I started looking it up. This is over a decade. Like, I'm talking forever ago. And I looked it up. Oh, it's a British Shorthair cat. Oh, that's the one at Alice in Wonderland, the Cheshire cat. Okay. So I bought him the cat for Christmas, you know? I think that that means I pay attention to what you say. And it's always on my mind to want to make you happy.
I really do believe that because Dana goes out of her way to do a lot of things for me. Where if it's, you know, making me dinner or doing my laundry or she does a lot of things
so
for
domestic.
Me.
Yes.
I was going to say probably a lot more for me than I do for her sometimes.
I was fist pumping because I thought we were going to end on some gratitude, but nope.
We did.
We'll end on a joke right there.
Gratitude. You're welcome.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.